are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in so diligently, 5 minutes past the hour. I want to walk you guys through some pictures of Michael Jackson's chaotic bedroom. These pictures, from what I understand, were released by LAPD this week, and it shows what his bed looked like, what was on his bed, some of the bottles that were around the room. I know it's kind of sad, but it also kind of tells you a little bit more about the state he was in. Physically, we're going to talk about. Also, it looks like hands-free texting is even more distracting and dangerous for drivers than actually talking on a cell phone. This is a AAA study that was done. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how George Bush, right? Everybody's been who apparently is still at fault for so much that is happening even now in Obama's second administration. I don't know how they're able to still use that as an excuse. Apparently George Bush's numbers are going up. No, I don't think he's going to be reelected. He's already done 2 terms. All right. Then Google is asking how they can make sure that the NSA does not screen what their users are looking at. Okay, so Google is going, look, let us prove to users that NSA isn't snooping. This can hurt Google. You know, I forget that the stock market plunged when news broke that NSA was searching Verizon records, Google records, etc. My guess is it would have been because people are like, you know what, I'm going to halt. I'm not going to look up, you know, Dr. Dahlia pictures. I'm not going to look up. They're all clean. I'm all dressed. You know, I'm not going to look up George Bush biographies or anything like that, because people may target me as a conservative. I mean, it's interesting. I didn't realize that there could be financial complications. Duh. We realized. We just didn't think about that yet with Google and some of these other companies. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Now, Michael Jackson had passed away June 25th, 2009. And so that occurred close to 4 years ago. It just seemed like yesterday. Now, there were many issues that we believe Michael Jackson had with his health. When he was wearing a mask 10, 15 years ago in public, I thought, well, maybe he had an immunosuppressant disease. And that's why he was wearing a mask, because he wasn't allowed to get sick. Okay? Maybe he was covering his face because there was some plastic surgery. We come to find out that the reason why Michael Jackson might have been lightening his skin is he had a condition called vitiligo. Vitiligo is where you lose pigment in your skin in a very irregular fashion, and it's very difficult to cover up with makeup. So he ended up bleaching the skin, not so much to look white, as much as to blend the skin with the non-pigmented skin. Remember, he's a performer. So that was an option. But he kind of kept a lot of his private life private. Well, when you look at these pictures released from LAPD, and I put them on my Facebook and Twitter for you to look at, the one thing that struck me of all these pictures of his bedroom is there is a waterproof liner near where the buttock region would be on his bed. These are liners we use in the hospital. Okay, for people who could possibly have a bleed, possibly have a urinary leakage, a stool leakage, so they don't mess soil the bed. And we're able to grab this by the sides. You'll see it. It's kind of a blue border. You've seen these before, right? It's a white padding with a blue border. Kind of looks like a square maxi pad, except it's flatter and it's more comfortable to lie on. So you see his room. You see oxygen tanks knocked over. You see a bunch of medication bottles. You see a phone, a switchboard phone. The bed looks gold. It looks like the headboard was gold. You see a sitting chair next to the bed. But you see an oxygen tank next to the bed. You see some IV tubing. But I see this pad. Now, Michael Jackson was dancing and performing. You know, it's very rare for a 50-year-old male. OK, okay? 50-year-old women, and even us 40-year-old women, we could definitely lose some urine at times, but still, not to need soil-proof padding on the bed. My guess is that was necessary because during his propofol sessions, he might have urinated. Now, to me, that would make sense, as opposed to him having a medical condition with his bladder, etc. But if that's the case, to me, whenever I see that, that signifies he probably was, put under and a lot. Now, usually when you're put under for a surgery, if it's a small one, they have padding, I guess, underneath the sheets, etc., but they don't really have to put a catheter in you. If you're going to be out for a few hours or more, they're going to put a urinary catheter in you to collect the urine. My guess is Dr. Conrad Murray and Michael Jackson might have had that discussion, and Michael Jackson said probably hell to the no, and so no urinary catheter was put in. And I don't blame him. I mean, you can't do that night after night. But then my guess is there was this padding such that if he did urinate, because he was under with propofol, you know, there was something to protect that. See, to me, that's just kind of significant because it shows you that this had probably, you know, for them to kind of have that set up, this is something that was probably done multiple times. And there were probably some complications that they had to prepare for. And it's just one of the things that struck me as odd. You also see Michael Jackson's medications. My only problem with the Michael Jackson medications is you see diazepam, which is Valium. You see, Flomax, I believe. It looks like a prostate medication. And then it looks like there's another PAM medication, which would be also a benzodiazepine. I don't understand why the prescriptions would say Michael Jackson. You would think a star of that nature would have, anonymity with his medications, right? Right? Like M. Jones. So that I found a little odd. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the little girl, 10-year-old, I apologize, I don't have her name right in front of me, Sarah Murnahan, I believe. The 10-year-old girl is, from what I understand, currently getting the lung transplant, being prepped for surgery as we speak. She was able to be added to the adult list, able to get the lung transplant that she so desperately needed to save her lives. We're going to be hearing from the family once the patient is finished with the surgery and stable enough for them to talk. We hope that everything goes well. Some of you have asked, who's the person that lost out on the lung? We don't know. It's all quiet. We don't know who the donor is. We don't know who the donor is. I'm sure some of that information will be revealed. It's great news for this family. Still, though, the debate churns on because there's always concern of, if now kids are added to the adult list and mixed in with the adult list, which I think many of us do agree with. All right. You do have some people that have been waiting on the list now that their 20s, 30s. Is it going to be age related where the youngest one always gets the organ? Can they still do things as fairly as possible, pleasing everybody? It's one of those subjects where it's, we all want to say, look, kids should get the organs first. But it is a very, very difficult decision to make when you're talking about a 50-year-old and a 37-year-old. You know, who gets the organ? And we are going to be noticing as we get less and less possible organs for donation, a lot more fighting and scrambling. I mean, I got to hand it to the mom of this child. She sued, she went public, and she saved her baby's life. I mean, and you know, you see a lot of criticism of this mom because she sued. Why does this mom think her baby deserves more than somebody else? I've seen that criticism. Listen, okay, this child can't fight for herself. The only one that could fight for the child is the mom. Okay, whether you like the mom or not, the mom had to fight for her baby's life. And she did. All right, and it might have been at the expense of somebody else's life, but, if any of us, you know, were parents and we would be, I mean, I would be the worst mom in the world if, you know, my child needed something and I go, no, just, you know, let's be fair. We'll just kind of wait. And, you know, no, you gotta put up the fight. It's one of those things where, I wish it didn't have to be like this. But unfortunately, it is. And as our population of younger people with possible organs, as that group starts to diminish in size because we have smaller population, younger populations and more older populations, this is going to be a crisis over the next few decades that's going to get worse and worse. But hopefully, little girl, Sarah, does well, and we will keep you guys posted, all right? Now, interesting, researchers are saying that if you outlaw drugs like marijuana, it is going to censor science. Now, this is another debate that we see between, you know, do we use our scientific abilities and do we move forward and clone and recreate organs and save babies, or use sperm from people who are deceased? Okay, that's another controversial subject that came up in the news today. You know, is there an ethical issue with using someone's stored sperm that they stored prior to dying? Because we can do them in science, should we? Well, one group of researchers is tackling the marijuana science, saying outlawing drugs like cannabis, magic mushrooms, and other psychoactive substances amounts to scientific censorship, and these leading scientists claim it is hampering research into potentially important medicinal uses. They say laws and international conventions back from the 60s set back research in key areas because they were worried about the drugs and the et cetera. Now, I mean, you know, having the scientific background that I have, I do appreciate the fact that scientists are looking at all substances to see what medicinal treatments can be derived from them. Okay? I think we're very naive to think that whatever's in a pill is all that'll cure us. I think there's a lot of things in plants that can be used. I apologize. I have to drink a little water. Sorry. And so, when somebody tells me, but Dr. Dahlia, marijuana has some medical uses. Magic mushrooms have medical uses. I agree. Okay. They have found that using magic mushrooms for acute depression when somebody wants to kill themselves, all right, can actually help, can stop that irrationality. Now, remember, when you use something as a medical treatment, it's very calculated. It's distributed, it's fed into the body very strategically. We're not saying just go home and do mushrooms because that could, you know, have a whole nother, that could open up a whole nother can of worms. Same thing with marijuana, okay? If you are using marijuana as a treatment, like for example, okay, we have somebody with chronic anxiety who is looking for a medical marijuana doctor because I don't do medical marijuana. He's looking for a medical marijuana doctor because he doesn't want to be taking these medications that he could become addicted to. And he wants to be able to sleep. So using medical marijuana at night, okay, before you go to bed, when it's done that way, all right, where you are using it as a medication, as a treatment, you're doing the treatment and going to sleep, a lot of us doctors, we don't have so much a problem with that, okay? I mean, what's more dangerous, that or a sleeping pill? Dr. Dahlia, you said you were worried about people who smoke pot and driving. Yeah, I'm just as worried as people who smoke pot and driving as I am with people taking sleeping medication and anti-anxiety medication. All right, people that take anti-anxiety medications like Xanax, and they pop it in the morning before they go to work, I'm scared to death of them. Now, we don't have a study showing how impaired somebody is after they smoked a joint versus they popped a Valium versus they popped a Xanax versus they popped a clonazepam or a lorazepam or popped a Zoloft or popped a Benadryl for allergies, etc. We don't have that data. Nobody's tested. Nobody tests that. All right. But what we are noticing is authorities are saying in certain states, you know what, you're impaired no matter what. All right. I don't care if you're taking an over-the-counter sinus medication. If we think you're impaired, you're being pulled over. And if that's the case, all right, then that changes the whole argument of some of these illegal drugs. Okay? My big issue with legalized marijuana is not that I think people are going to sell it to kids. Okay? There's already stuff being sold to kids. Kids are, I mean, one of the highest drugs used now with teenagers is not cocaine, it's not ecstasy, it's not marijuana, it's Xanax and Percocet. Kids these days are using mom's and dad's pills. Legal substances that are within the United States, kids are using to get high. Kids are getting high on nutmeg. They're doing the cinnamon challenge. I mean, you know, kids are doing so many things there. One kid died from sniffing computer cleaner. You know that blow aerosol can to clean off your computer? Okay, she died from that. So these kids are getting high and doing things from already legal substances out there. My problem is I don't want people behind the wheel, all right, if they smoke marijuana, just like I don't want them behind the wheel if they have Xanax on board or Percocet on board, etc., because it could impair driving, or if they have a sleep disorder, etc. That to me is a concerning. And the other thing I'm also concerned about is how this is going to be dealt with legally. So if a couple people get into an accident, there's a fatality, blood tests are drawn by both people, is the one who has marijuana in his system or her system going to be more at guilt? How do you prove that? If they can't prove how impaired somebody is, right, then how do you put blame? Even though there will be blame, you know, you see what's already happening with the National Transportation Safety Board, how they want to lower the alcohol limit to 0.05%. They're trying to find an objective way to assess if somebody could be impaired. And they say one drink in a woman or two drinks in a man is enough to impair them. Well, okay, that's fine and dandy. I understand that. But, you know, you could have some people that drink a couple drinks, they aren't impaired at all. All right? But if they drink that one drink and that's enough to trigger that test to do that 0.05, boom, you're liable. So, and again, it's a way to just tell people, look, just don't get behind a wheel. If you can't tell, and you can't tell, and we can't tell, just don't do it and get behind a wheel. Which is why if somebody does their medical marijuana at night before they go to bed, all right, it sounds logical. Is it in their system for weeks at a time? Yeah, it is. All right, but are we inhibiting science because we're worried about these illegal drugs? I think we should be able to investigate. I really do. Because I think there's a lot of things we just can't treat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network out there. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for being so diligently listening. We really, really do appreciate it. Okay, gosh, so many things I want to talk about just really quickly. This was kind of a cool story I posted on Facebook. And, you know, I'm a big kind of history buff, and I love studying history, and I love it when medicine and history combine. And so apparently scientists out of Stanford, I believe they're physicists, have a copy of a 1797 opera. From, I guess, Luigi Cherubini. It's his opera Medea. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And from what it looks like, critics at the time, back in the late 70s, thought that his opera was too long. So he blacked out a section of the opera a couple hundred years ago. He was an Italian composer, worked mostly in France, etc. And I guess he had worked with Ludwig von Beethoven. Beethoven liked his work. He liked their work. Boom. Everybody happy. Okay, wonderful. And from what we understand, scientists were able to get a hold of this copy and use X-rays to find and determine what the lost aria was, that lost piece of the music. And, I mean, no, I can't sing it. La, That's probably how it went, honestly, in that key. La. That's it. Okay, so pretty cool song. Now you're like, you know what? Black it out again. Oh, come on. I don't have to sing opera. How many people can literally sing opera, okay? I mean, that is a gift. You can't sing opera. Anyway, so that's pretty cool stuff. So I put those pictures on Facebook and Twitter so you can see pieces of the lost aria for those of you into that kind of stuff. But just don't do that while you're driving. Looks like AAA has come out with a study saying using voice commands to send text messages and emails from behind the wheel is actually more distracting and dangerous than talking on a cell phone. We knew that. You know, once they brought up the idea of doing hands-free, I already knew that that was never going to be something that allowed you to still stay focused. Okay? What we've been seeing now is automakers with their newer cars are putting all these quote-unquote infotainment, right, infotainment systems that will allow drivers to use voice demands to, like, turn on the windshield wipers, post Facebook messages, order pizza, etc. Well, apparently, Russ Martin, I believe, is from AAA, and they hooked him to an EEG, which is an electroencephalograph. We use this to look at brain activity of the brain. You've seen these things, you know, for seizures, etc. So anyway, he's all hooked up while he's driving. And then they have him make these commands, okay? And from what it turns out, his ability to look straight ahead, see what's in front of him, be prepared for pedestrians, etc., was markedly decreased. So you see pictures of him. There's also, I guess there was a device that drivers pressed to record their reaction time to red and green lights that were introduced to their field of vision. Drivers were fitted with this special skull cap to record their brain activity. The students were tested while not driving, while driving in a simulator, and then while driving on a car in a 3-mile loop in suburban Salt Lake City neighborhood with stop signs and stoplights. The researcher with backup braking system accompanied the students in the test car. Didn't you love those cars in driver's ed? Right, the backup system where you'd be driving and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, the car's slowing down. You know, and your teacher is sitting there, you look over at the teacher and he's looking all scared because he's working the brakes. My driver's ed teacher just rode the brakes the whole time. Anyway, and so they found that the voice commands distracted the drivers just as much as anything else would. Now, to me, this makes a lot of sense to speak and to be very cognizant of what you're saying, to hopefully enact certain things to happen with that speech, to me, takes a lot more brain power than you just automatically clicking on the windshield wipers. There are a lot of things we reflexively do that allows us to still concentrate better than you talking and being hands-free. Now, I get why we want to do hands-free. I get why we don't want you to look down to try to find the windshield wipers in a new car. We don't want you to lean over to the radio, which, by the way, I love the buttons on the steering wheel. That is smart. I don't even have to look at the radio. I just flip. I don't even care what station it is. I'll flip until I hear the station. The only problem is we got XM in the car also. And to go from FM to XM, I really need to pull over to do that to make sure. I mean, yeah, there is a way to do it, but the problem is I have so many stations now preset into the car that I have to, you know, kind of stop and look at that. But I get that. You know, you don't want to have to use your hands. You don't want to have to look down. I get that. Makes sense. But sometimes it takes more to just think. So if I am composing a text, if I am composing a text or composing an email, then I mean, I'm going to be sitting there thinking, no. And the reason why is because something like that is going in writing. Yeah, when you're talking, hopefully there's no recording. I understand the NSA is out there listening. I get that. But you see what I mean? If I'm recording a text, of course I'm going to stop and think about it because that text is now in writing. That text could forever exist. Forever. And so, of course, I'm going to stop and I'm going to think about it. And so, you know, in that case, I would just rather do the talking. So just keep in mind, some of these hands-free devices, if you instinctively think this is kind of a pain in the butt, I'm not concentrating. Well, you know how I noticed that it was a pain in the butt? It's because my husband or anybody I'd be talking to go, hold on, I'm getting Bluetooth. Hold on, I'm putting this on Bluetooth. I don't have one of those things in my ear. I don't know how to work it. I'd be afraid if I dropped it, I'd have to reach down for it. And my husband was so distracted trying to figure out how to get the Bluetooth working on his earpiece. I'm like, what the hell is this? To me, it just seems pretty distracting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This made news. They say for the first time since April 2005, more Americans have a favorable view of former President George Bush. New Gallup poll reveals 49% of Americans have a positive outlook on Bush. 46% have negative opinions on him. He had maintained kind of a low profile since everybody blamed him for the recession when he left office back in January 2009. But things got a lot worse, as we all know, with subsequent presidents. I'm not going to go into there. I'm not going to name any names. All right. But I think once people saw that this last 4 years was a complete cluster and things aren't looking any better as year five. Again, I don't want to name any names of, you know, who possibly took over after George Bush, you know, because I don't want to, put anybody on the spotlight. But, hypothetically, and in general, there was somebody that took over after George Bush, and things just didn't pan out like it was supposed to. Those billboards that say, miss me yet, with George Bush on there, all right, not all that untrue. So, from what we understand, he is upping in how people look at him and favor him. And, you know, but that always happens. You know, people really gave Bill Clinton a tough time when he was in office. And the whole Monica Lewinsky thing and the variety of things that were going on. But then when you look back and you see, well, the recession of the 90s did end. And you look back at some of the things, you're like, you know, he wasn't that bad a president like people were saying back in the 90s. All right. And I think that's what's happening. All right. Which means some of you are like, well, will people, you know, 10 years from now look back at President Obama and say he wasn't that bad? I think the only time we'll see people say that is if there's somebody worse than Obama in office. That's wrong, right? It's all relative. Grass always looks greener. Oh, I think I hear the music. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm not sure what's going on with the Redskins. I know Washington Redskins is in the center of a huge controversy because I guess there's a huge movement to try to get them to change their name. From what we understand, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and owner Daniel Snyder are defending the name of the Washington Redskins. Yet, you apparently, there are other, from what I understand, groups as well as, I believe, people in Congress that want the Washington Redskins' name changed because they say it's a racial slur. And I was in high school when the Redskins won Super Bowl. It was a great game. Great game. Redskins started to have a good year last year. They did well. You know, it's interesting because when this controversy came out, you almost forgot that that's what, you know, Washington Redskins, you just, it's just like Dallas Cowboys. What other teams have been out? You know, the Raiders, the Lakers. I know that's basketball. I know Lakers are basketball, but I'm just saying, you know, these are just common names in sports that have been with us for decades. You don't stop to think, oh, wait a second, you know, could that be signifying something racial? And from what we understand, this is something that is not going to go away until the Redskins, I guess, agree to changing their name. I don't know how an NFL team can, if they do change a name, does that affect, I mean, how much it would affect, shall we say, their brand. I mean, obviously changing a brand, it's a whole new brand. I mean, they would be basically starting over a whole new brand. Okay. But again, I mean, you're talking to football folk. Okay. Football folk don't bend very easily to public pressure. All right. I mean, this is football. It's a sport where people, you know, knock each other down. They sack each other. It's football. Okay. Football's not supposed to be political. Football's not supposed to be politically correct. It's a sport. And where some of the debate is going is, and again, I follow football as much as I can, not to the same degree that you all do, so you guys may know more about what's going on, and you may probably know infinitely more what, you know, about the game. Yeah, I'm still learning what offsides is, and, you know, it's good what that means. I know. But, you know, I'm already kind of figuring out the calls. I know how to yell at the ref, etc. But if a team's name has to be changed, and the whole team's brand has to be restarted, okay, you know, I mean, do they still get to, does it matter? Is it as simple as you just changing the name? You know, the Boston Bombers, I believe it's a female basketball team, they went and changed their name. Okay, I don't know what their new name is now, but then again, it's not NFL. Okay, they're Boston Bombers. They're, you know, I think one thing that's in, so they, I don't know what they changed it to. Okay, you know, the Tsarnev? No, I don't know what they changed it to. But the Boston Bombers, that was just too much for, you know, the league to handle. And people asked for their name to be changed, and they did so. I don't think I know of in history when an NFL team had to change their name. And, we're living in a society now where things are so progressive that, I mean, you almost wonder, Are we gonna just have to clean all the slates clean and just start over? You know, they're actually, right now the Supreme Court is deliberating over affirmative action. If affirmative action is unconstitutional, we were talking about that, how only 45% of Americans think affirmative action should still stay. 55% of Americans don't. And the 55% are not all white. Because we're finding that whites are the minority and non-whites are the majority. So you're starting to see, you know, this debate of whether, you know, are we all together now, all together as one? Or is racial discrimination and is bigotry and is racism higher than it's ever been? So we spent some time in the first hour, you know, talking about affirmative action. Is it obsolete? Are more people getting hurt because of affirmative action than not? You know, for example, we were talking about how one of my medical students that had worked with me a few years back had said his biggest problem with affirmative action is people think the reason why he got into medical school was he was black. So people think that's how he got in, and he didn't get in on his own merit. And he's like, he always has to prove to people that he deserved to be there, all right? Is there an argument that affirmative action is doing more harm than good? Or is there so much racism in jobs that you do have to have a watchdog making sure that employers give jobs out equally? Right? You know, the reason why the Supreme Court is looking at the affirmative action issue is because a student was denied college admission and was, I guess, picked over by other students who had less grades, less community service, but because they were non-white, they got accepted and she didn't. So this case went all the way to the Supreme Court. And I mean, we'll see. This is one of those issues. Most of their rulings come out in June, And the big ones, they usually release the last day of June. What's the last day of June this year, the 29th? We're going to be on the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. But, you know, like with Obamacare, when they dropped that puppy, when they dropped that one, you know, when they dropped the bomb, we were like, what? Whoa? What? You know, and then they were on recess. The Supreme Court was on recess. That was the last day of their session. They dropped that, you know. Yeah, Obamacare is unconstitutional, but we'll tell you how to make it constitutional. Just fine tweak a call of attacks and you're good. And then they left. See ya. Gotta grab a plane. So my guess is the affirmative action ruling is gonna come the last day of the month. Okay? Now, you know, personally with us, I'm an employer. Whoever's qualified. Okay? But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, but I do notice in the medical community, there is an affinity and a prejudice towards and wanting to hire people who are bilingual. And what we are starting to see in America, it happened to me because I spoke Spanish. I got a job first before any of my other classmates because I could speak Spanish. When I got out of medical school, I was hired before I even graduated so that the day after I graduated, I could start working. Now, I'm white. Okay. You know, they hired me based on my credits, based on my abilities, but it didn't have to do with race or creed or my being a woman. Okay. They wanted somebody who could speak Spanish, period. Now, is that discrimination? That they discriminated against a person where English was solely their language? Somebody did not get the job because I did. You see, I mean, you know, where does it go? All right, you are going to have biases with employers, and I don't know if we could constitute or we could legislate that out of the system. You know, we talked about how already people who are obese are not getting picked for jobs, either because of healthcare issues or discrimination. Smokers are not getting picked for jobs because of healthcare costs. That's discrimination. You know, at a gym, right? You know, when you see people that work at a gym, they all look pretty good, okay? Has a 400-pound person, you know, ever gotten a job at a gym in the front desk, okay? I mean, there are going to be preferences done. It's just, is affirmative action now in this day and age not necessary because we're all on the same playing field as it is. Who knows? Something we'll talk about later this week. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Brothers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.